Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Hey, it's a great day to get all shook up. I'm Amy from the Mercury Show. We've been together in Mosaic of Voices in the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are ya? Wow, we had a little earthquake here in the Northeast. Started in New Jersey at 4.8. I did feel it here in northern Westchester. Apparently folks heard it from New York all the way up to Boston. So things were shaken up. I guess in California we're pikers. Not so much, but kind of scary. Hey, we're going to shake things up, take on the cultural cacophony, surround ourselves with great music, including your Forgotten 45s. And you're in the mix, too. You're listening live. It is Friday, April 5th. Yeah, no fooling. Felt like winter this past week with rain, a little dusting of snow in some places, ice, lots of wind, power outage in my neck of the woods, and then an earthquake. Who knew? Last couple of weeks of winter felt like spring, and spring feels like winter, but don't you worry. Before long, we'll be complaining how hot it is, right? You know how it goes. Hey, it is 9 a.m. out west, 11 a.m. central, high noon here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. You can also, if you're a live writer, tag along on the PopNet chat box, the Facebook page, the website, and, of course, the 24/7 X Twitter X feed is always bustling. Live on podcast, chime in when it works for you at AB Rights, all being helmed by the talented, tenacious TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by ChumbaCasinos.com. If you like playing blackjack, slots, you can do it free online at ChumbaCasinos.com. By Instacart, you can get some help with your grocery shopping. Instacart.com can tell you the details. And by PopNet, it's Arts Culture Conversation on air online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkwee Show and those robust roundtables. I saw a little something move. How about you this morning? Let's kick things open. The Kettle King on the Amy Beth Arkwee Show. Weigh in. Anything, everything on your mind.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble whenever you're around. Oh, baby, when I see your face, mellow as the month of May. Oh, darling, I can't stand it when you look at me. Peace. tumbling down, a tumbling down, tumbling down.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, I know, I know, I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime
sunny day. Springsteen on the Amy Beth Arkwee Show. For Alicia, thank you for the kind words via the Thought.net chat box as we get ready for that weird event, the total solar eclipse coming up on Monday. Get those glasses or don't look at the sun, if you know what I mean. Ain't That Peculiar from Marvin Gaye. Or Ain't No Sunshine from Bill Withers, and then Ain't Peculiar from Marvin Gaye, which a lot of things are peculiar. They're shaking things up around here for sure. Marvin Gaye, you know, it's tragic that he passed away one day shy on April 1st, 1984, of his 45th birthday. He was breaking up a domestic disturbance between his parents, and his father accidentally shot him, and he died. And his father, Marvin Gaye Sr., was charged and pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter. Tragic indeed. Tragic end to a great life. But Marvin Gaye left behind that legacy of Motown hits for sure. Thank you, sir, for your great work. We're still listening and enjoying it. I Feel the Earth Move from the legendary Carole King, because we all felt the earth move today in the Northeast, right? A lot of folks chiming in. Fritz in Pennsylvania said, I felt it here, too, close to Bethlehem. Okay. And who else signing in felt it? Tim felt it in Northwest Connecticut. Laura in New York City felt it. Pat, I'm up here in Upper Westchester. I felt it. I heard it. I thought it was a plane about to hit my house. Ouch. And Shelley says, yes, I am also in Dutchess County, felt it. But John on Facebook says, I don't know what they're making a big deal about. Okay, it was a small earthquake. They're making it out like it's a big one. All the networks are doing round-the-clock coverage. It was no big deal. No injuries, thank God. Nothing big, nothing to see here. Keep it moving, folks. Indeed, I hear you on that one. Let's get going across the lines with Tracy Chapman celebrating her belated 60th birthday on March 30th, and she's having a resurgence. Thanks to a country star. We'll talk more about that, too. On the Amy Beth Arkwee Show, weigh in anything, everything on your mind.
Across the lines, who would dare to go under the bridge, over the tracks, separate wise from life. You sigh, running for your life. Tonight the riot began. In back streets of America, they killed the dream of America. Ain't no reason why. News for the prince's story. Racist tempers fight. Next day starts a riot. Knives and guns are drawn. Two black boys get killed. One white boy goes blind. Across the line, who would dare to go under the bridge, over the tracks, separate white from black. Did you decide run for your life? Tonight the riot began. Back streets of America, they killed the dream of America. Black gets assaulted. No one know her name. Lots of people hurt and angry. She's the one to blame. Across the line, who would dare to go under the bridge, over the tracks, separate white from black? Choose I. Run for your life. Night the riots begin. Back streets of America, they kill the dream of America.
the stars pour one down to you, shining on the heart so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside is everything it seems. But for now I find it's only in my dreams. And I can change the world
Life in a Cage, Elton John on the Amy Beth Arkley Show from his first album. Don't forget the Elton John Bernie Taupin celebration for the Gershwin Prize will be on PBS this coming Monday. So check your local listings and set your DVR. I know I am. And what else did we hear? We heard Change the World from Eric Clapton, the first person to be three times inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Solo effort, of course, with the Yardbirds and with Cream. I know he's got some funky political ideas, but you know me, I'm not into cancel culture. Just doing the right thing. Consequence culture, perhaps, sometimes, when people deserve it, of course. And across the lines from Tracy Chapman to celebrate her 60th birthday on March 30th. He's having a resurgence of sorts because Luke Combs recorded her song Fast Car and made it a country hit. And then she had that great appearance on the Grammys with him. It was so fabulous. So if she wants to be back in the spotlight, she can. She may not want to, but she can if she does. And speaking of country music, Beyonce getting, you know, great reviews in her album. It's a country album, Cowboy Carter, I believe it's called. I only have a smattering, so I can't really review it, but why the heck not? She's going to blow back on the internet and right-wing trolls that she can't be a country artist because she's black? Give me a break. We've had black country artists. I mean, first of all, music cuts through all genres, all backgrounds, et cetera, and should. And country music is American music. Charlie Pride was a big country star. Darius Rucker is a country star. There was a gal, and I forget her name, Linda somebody, who was a black country singer in the 60s or 70s, so who knows? Anyway, we're on to a lot of stuff, including Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s vanity campaign. We'll talk more about that on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. First, Ari Heist has something to say.
The child in the kitchen is cracking. The stairs through the basement are sinking. Somebody stole me. We'll be right back.
cause I don't
says, think. On the Interview with the Arcaway Show for Petra. Thank you for the kind words, PopNet Chatbox. You know I love playing with you in real time. Day Tripper from the Beatles for all those day traders. Not talking about money this time, but talking about polls. Why are we talking about polls which change on a daily basis? They're dubious to begin with, and they're only snapshots in time. When there are other things to talk about, like the 2025 project and the blueprint for a white nationalist theocracy and Donald Trump's dictatorship. Ouch, we got to talk more about that. A beauty and a not-so-forgotten 45 for Sophia and Rin, Abraham, Martin, and John from Dion, in honor of that solemn honor, really, of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination on April 4th, 1968, 56 years ago. It was Bobby Kennedy who broke the news to a lot of people in the back of a train, a stunned crowd, because, you know, back then they didn't have internet, news didn't travel as fast, and consoled them. He would wind up, unfortunately, at the other end of an assassin's bullet only a couple of months later while he was running for president. And his son is a disgrace at this particular point. They're on to me for Mary Heist. It's for him. I think we're on to Bobby Kennedy Jr. I can't imagine his father would be proud of the fact that his son is a stalking horse for the Trump campaign, can do nothing. It's a vanity go-nowhere campaign urged on by Steve Bannon, funded by Republican donors to Trump. And he spews a lot of nonsense and conspiracy theories. It's not going anywhere, except it might help. As a spoiler, as we learned in 2016, we have American amnesia about a lot of things in this country, including spoiler alerts. It's a shame what could be happening. He can be complicit in ending American democracy, and I don't think that's the Kennedy legacy that that family wants to leave behind. There's so many family members, his brothers, his cousins, who are saying, don't do this. It's not good. They're not supporting it, that's for sure. So what say you? Twitter, X feed is AB Wright. Phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box. We're running a little behind schedule because we flipped things over with our songs due to the earthquake, but we'll see what folks are coming over. Midas Touch, the media outlet, says a recent fundraising email from the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. presidential campaign referred to the January 6th insurrectionists as activists who had been stripped of their constitutional liberties. That alone tells you right now the guy is working for the Republicans. He's a stalking horse because you're rewriting history in real time. We saw what happened. These police officers that were beaten, the Capitol was sieged. It was not a peaceful protest or an activist situation. Ridiculous. Season of Philly says RFK Jr.'s campaign pushes victimhood narrative for the criminals who attack the Capitol. RFK Jr. is another cop-hating Republican. Back the blue, my eye. Yeah, the back the blue situation also, I have to say, in Michigan the other day, a police association is endorsing Donald Trump. Are you kidding me? Donald Trump, who encouraged the January 6th insurrection, Donald Trump, who has 80-plus counts against him with four indictments hanging over his head, a man who's already been found liable for sexual abuse and fraud. This is the person who's going to put law and order back in your, what was their endorsement, saying he's going to make the profession proud again or something like that? Absurd. Ridiculous. We have revisionist history and everything. This American amnesia, this thing just happened a couple of years ago. We have it on videotape about January 6th, about COVID, about the whole Trump presidency and the chaos therein, all the people that were fired or quit, went to jail. Why are we having this conversation in this country and people believing this revisionist history? It's crazy. But I will say this, just a word of warning, and we'll talk more about this as we keep going. When I talk about constructive conversations with people, you can't have them with people who are deep into the MAGA, who've drank the Kool-Aid and they're never coming out of it. Those people may be lost for us forever. They need a cult deprogrammer. I wish that should be an upswing profession. But there are fence sitters. There are people who don't really like things that are happening in Gaza. They're concerned. They're not really enthusiastic about Joe Biden. I get it. whether they're Democrats, Independents, Republicans, whatever, they may sit it out or they might vote for a third party, but they probably won't vote for Trump. Those are the people that are persuadable. But you have to come in with the right attitude. You have to, first of all, we arm ourselves with facts. We know the agenda. We know all the good issues. You want to engage a conversation. What are you hesitant about? And here are their grievances and here are their hesitations and what they are. But you can address them with facts because the Biden-Harris agenda has moved the economy forward. There's a national, there's a global economic problem, but America is doing far better than the rest of the world. So many things that people care about, especially young people who are sitting on the fence or might sit it out because they think, oh, they're all the same. They're not all the same. If you're concerned about climate change, if you're concerned about gun control, if you're concerned about reproductive rights, you're concerned about education, you're concerned about employment, you're concerned about the future of this country, Joe Biden is the only one to do it. But you have to engage it in a proper way. I saw a conversation between Joe Walsh, the former Tea Party Republican. He called himself a former Republican asshole. That's his words. Those are his words, who's a radio host now and is very anti-Trump, is going on a speaking tour with Fred Guttenberg, whose daughter was killed in the Parkland shooting. And they're talking, there's a two dads tour about how to talk to people from both sides of the aisle and engage in that way. And not to be acrimonious or snarky or harsh with people. Give people off-ramps. We had a gentleman last week who said, you know, I voted for Trump before, but I'm not going to do it this time. I think it's brave to acknowledge that. And you got to give people an off-ramp from Trump and an entree into Earth One, as they say, you know, and into the Biden-Harris campaign. It's a way to do it, but do it with, you know, constructive conversations and empathy and listening, and I think we can persuade some people. We've got a long way to go. Please think about that as we move forward because, you know, the other thing is not good. This 2025 project, they should do it on the daily. Nicole Wallace is pretty good at MSNBC. She does a lot of it. I'm sure Maddow does too, but CNN, I don't see anything about it. You can find it on the Internet. Look it up. I looked it up. It's scary. They want to roll this thing down to the 50s. They want to take away not just, you know, Roe v. Wade is the beginning. They want to take away birth control. They want to take away marriage equality. I don't know about interracial marriage because you do have Clarence Thomas and his insurrectionist wife, Ginny, still in the right-wing power play, but that could come at some point. Education, DEI, is like critical race. They don't know what it is, but they don't like it because liberals like it. It's woke. It's ridiculous. Banning books, all this kind of stuff. And, of course, climate. I don't think we can survive four more years with a Trump climate agenda, if you know what I mean. Think about what was happening during Trump's time. It's just nuts. So there is a big difference. It's not like my dad used to say back in the 70s and 80s, you know, the Democrats are the lesser of two evils. No, the Democrats are the only ones who are holding this democracy together. And all hands on deck. We need people like Liz Cheney and Chris Christie. I hope Biden is reaching out to those people. Mark Esper says he's close to voting for Biden. I mean, it's hard for Republicans, I guess, to give up the ghost and vote for a Democrat, but they have to do it to save this country, and I'm very grateful to it when those people do. Twitter, X, is AB Rice, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Potnet Chatbox, anybody ring in on anything. Even the Kennedy family is coming out in droves against Bobby Kennedy Jr., so says Benita. I just saw a TikTok video with his with JFK's grandson, Jack Schlossberg, say no go on his cousin. Yeah, it's good. I'm glad the family is getting out. People need to come on board and speak the truth because it's not good. Patty says we are better than this bunch of election deniers and insurrectionists. They have all lost before, and we must make sure they lose again. Indeed, I am with you on that one. For sure. Quick shout out to, what are we doing? Bennett. Bennett in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, that's the place where they were just endorsing Trump from the police. I don't think that's so hot. He says, thanks for the push. I'm writing again, this time taking it more seriously in terms of the process. So thank you so much for the great hints. Love your show, too. Thank you, Bennett. Keep going, and please keep us posted. Inspiration and action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. If you'd like a little push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching, counseling conversation. First one is on me. Check it out at the website. Weigh in at the website, and also check out my award-winning Eliza Gordon mystery series, available for ebook and paperback from Cozy Cat Press. Links to the podcast, social media connections are there, too. It's the website amy.arkawi, A-R-K-A-W-I.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. I am looking at so many things here that I am losing my mind. Hey, by the way, get this. It was Tony Orlando's great 80. All these great icons are reaching big milestones on April 3rd. He says he's going to retire from performing. I wonder if that means his radio show. He does a syndicated Saturday night radio show, which I think they play on ABC in New York. You know, listen, he's worked really hard all his life. He deserves it if he wants to, but all that great music that I grew up with in the early, you know, early days, late 70s, 80s, listening to transistor radio, this kind of song was coming over. Happy belated great 80 to Tony Orlando. I'm Amy Beth Arkawi Show. Gotta love it.
The stars won't come out if they know that. you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me first prize.
recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, the Spinners, and Dan Warwick on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, a song that has lasted 50 years. Yeah, it came out, believe it or not, that song came out April 2nd, 1974. I was a little kid listening to it on my transistor radio, and it pulsated through the radio and still sounds so good today. Boy, I'm getting old. And, of course, another milestone, Candida, with Tony Orlando and Don from the 70s. As Tony Orlando celebrating his great 80th birthday on April 3rd. And speaking of retirement, he deserves it if he wants it, but we'll miss you, Tony, and thank you for all the great music and entertaining. I mean, he's an MC and everything else. And I'm not sure about the radio show, if he's going to hang on to that too, which he's doing a syndicated show, I believe, on Saturday nights, appearing on places like ABC Radio in New York and other places. So, well, no, I don't know about that, but deserves whatever he can. He's speaking of great music. Don't forget the Gershwin Prize for Popular Music was awarded to Elton John and his lyricist Bernie Taupin a couple of weeks ago. The PBS special is slated for this Monday, April 8th. I'm going to check my local listings and set my DVR. I hope you do the same because I think it's going to be a great night. The Billy Joel concert that we talked about is coming up April 14th on CBS, the MSG 100th concert. We'll check the dates and times on that for you as well. 14th, I know it's April 14th. And what else? Don't forget all the shows are archived for podcast. Miss Anyone want to hear them again, you can follow the Amy Beth Arkley Show wherever you get your podcast, including Mixcloud, BTR, Spotify, iTunes, NetNow, and all roads lead back to our website, amybetharkley.com. Select editions, too, on the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream, NYS Talk, and other places. Misses go out about my appearances via our social media guru, our producer, Trudy Hart, and our friend, Aurora, as well. They're doing hard work in the booth today because we had to switch things up because of the earthquake. One final time before we sashay out here on the social media circuit. RFK Jr., what a loser, says Brian. No third parties. Remember Liz Stein and Ralph Nader? No go. Two desperate times. We have to vote for Biden Harris, even if they're not perfect. Exactly. I agree with it. Chunter Cap, I don't know that moniker, but it says, breaking news, the measles has endorsed RFK Jr. The anti-vaxxer, indeed. And, of course, he's not a serious candidate when he signs on a VP pick who has no experience whatsoever, not qualified. She's also a vaccine denier. And she's got a bunch of bucks, and he wants to get on those looking for the money to get himself on the ballot. It's just craziness, if you know. The 2020 Fry Project is so scary, so says Corp. John Eastman is big on that, too, and he's complicit and going to be disbarred or has been disbarred. Yeah, well, you know, this is it. These are the people. In other words, a lot of these people are going to either go to jail or get back in power. Think about that. The whole Trump crew, Trump and all his cronies, will either go to jail. Some of them, like Navarro's already in jail. Steve Bannon, I don't know why he's not in jail yet. He's still out on bail. Otherwise, he's going to put everybody else in prison. He wants to have a January 6th committee in jail. This is what Trump said the other day. Outrageous. For what? Investigating things? I mean, again, this country is going to be a lot different if Trump gets ushered in again. Think about that. I don't want to be hyperbolic, but it's true. And we have to do the vote blue no matter who thing. Work on it, but work on your tactics. Again, don't be mean-spirited when you talk to somebody. Be open-minded, listen to their grievances, but come armed with facts, because we have the facts on our side. We do. They don't. We do. That's just the way it goes. And on the earthquake situation, a few folks are still chiming about that. Deidre says, wow, I was sitting in my chair and felt the chair vibrate like if the washing machine was running. Then I see that there was an earthquake way cool in North Adams, Massachusetts. Wow. Indeed, it is a crazy day for sure. Got to shake that one off. Deidre, we'll send you out home with Taylor Swift. Thank you, Aurora and Trudy in the booth, ML headquarters, for keeping us moving from TCS. And thank you, guys. Drive safe. Play nice. Dream big. Come back and see us. I'm the Amy Beth Arkley Show. You know I love you all.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain.
you've been getting